When you were close enough to get on the seniority list, they always made a point of sending people up the river to Pool 5. And now Pool 5 was something else. Everybody, when they heard Pool 5, they sort of turned around and walked away. They didn't want to hear about it. They didn't want to go up there. It was almost like if you survived Pool 5, then you got on the seniority list. And
what was it about Pool 5 that put the fear in people's hearts?
Well, I guess not knowing what expected. The second was it was a shovel house. Now again, Pool 8 had a sort of a dumper, but not the greatest, but you still didn't have to shovel. Pool 5 and the Fort William elevators, they don't belong to us anymore. They didn't anyway. So as Pool 5 had a shovel house, what a shovel looked like was a hardboard piece of wood. It was about 3 feet wide and about 3 feet deep, 3 feet by 3 feet. And the cable was attached to the bottom half of that board, and the top part had two handles for your hand. And when you yanked that board, it kicked in a winch, and the winch started to curl up, so started pulling the board out. So you had to hold the board in a certain angle, certain position, that you were pushing the grain out. Now, I went through it with another Hungarian fellow, Les Gluck. He was in Pool 7 also. Started the same day, or almost the same day. And we were up there, and the car shed foreman was not the friendliest fella. Not the friendliest fellow. I don't know if I don't want to mention his name. I know his name, but he passed away a long time ago. God rest his soul. And we were shoveling. The first day we finished shoveling, and it was just terrible. I got home, I laid down, I passed like I slept. I was just aching everywhere. No supper, nothing. Next morning I got up. A friend of mine was picking me up with the car. We went to Pool 5 again. I grabbed something, a sandwich, and we went. And next day was the same thing. It was just terrible. It was very hard until you knew how to do it. You know, it was very hard. So the third day, this, I don't remember his first name, an Italian fellow again. He was a winchman up there, Campanere. He passed away also. I don't remember his first name. And he come to the, as we were shoveling, Leslie and I, he come to the door and he says, "You guys are a little slow again the second day, and you still, you know." So he came into the car, and he showed us how to do it. He said, "Don't start climbing to the far end of the car, because you're gonna be half dead by the day is over. It's too walking in the grain. You lose so much. You need so much energy." And he says, "Just stay close to the door. Make sure you have a big pile front of the shovel, and it will be. And you don't walk too much in the grain." Once we got the hang of that, the third day was easier.